So, does he give you the verdict right away, or does he screw around first? I see. Well, yeah, I mean, I think we got a good chance, too, but still, should I be preparing myself for the worst? No, I wasn't referring to your bill. Yeah, right. I'll see you at 12.
Decision coming down today on blood on the bench?
Yeah.
Keep my fingers crossed.
Thanks, Arthur.
Sergeant, what's your sign? I'll read your horoscope.
Taurus.
Taurus. Excellent prospects for success today. Look for a happy conclusion to a personal problem. Avoid court. Just kidding. No, it doesn't really say that.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Captain.
Today's a big day, huh?
Well, yeah, I gotta be in court at 12, but I expect to be back by 2.
Listen, I hope everything goes well.
Thanks, Barn. I'm feeling pretty good about the case. I mean, you know, Rittner had some good arguments, but I think we did a pretty good job of discrediting his witnesses.
I know. I was one of them.
Right. By the way, Barn, you know, now that it's all over, I'd like to apologize if my lawyers were a little rough on you.
Oh, hey, listen, they did what they had to do, you know.
Right.
Of course, I do think that bringing up my prison record was a bit uncalled for.
Yeah, we were just establishing character.
Barn.
Yeah.
This is Miss Doris Carlisle. This is Captain Miller.
Hello.
Mrs. Carlisle wants to lodge a complaint against Lexington General Hospital.
They're endangering my husband's health.
How? See, for 6 months or so, her husband's been a lab technician at the research section.
He's always wanted to work in a doctor's world.
Anyway, he's in the nuclear medicine department, and according to Mrs. Carlisle, there is a lot of low-level radioactive waste that's being stored there from treatment and research, and she says that it's doing something to her husband.
It affected his performance.
What she means, Barnes.
I know what she means.
He used to be warm and loving, a real ace. And the stuff is draining his energy, sapping his strength.
Mrs. Carlisle, it's not that we're unsympathetic. It's just that there are other agencies better equipped to handle a
problem. No, I've been there. I've been to all of them. You're my last chance.
Well, to be perfectly candid, this is just not an area that the police department can get involved in.
I already told her we would.
All right, you and Harris, check it out.
Anything you say.
We'll do what we can.
Oh, thank you.
Captain, there's a disturbance at a post office on Bleecker.
You and Dietrich.
Morning, gentlemen. Barney. It is as horrible as I remember.
What are you doing here? I mean, it's great to see you.
You too, Barney.
3.5 years we haven't seen you. Why?
Well, to tell you the truth, I sort of decided I'd never come here again.
Why?
I just felt I left all this behind. Life was for the young. People don't want some old-timer hanging around, being a nuisance.
Come on, Fish.
But something happened that made me change my mind.
What?
Someone older than me was elected president.
So how's Bernice?
Who? Oh, she's fine. She gives you all her love. For whatever that's worth.
And Jilly and Victor and the rest of the kids?
Oh, them, they're gone. Money for the group home was cut off, so the city took back the kids.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So is the city.
But, I mean, they're okay? They're doing okay?
Oh, yeah. Victor was arrested for assault and battery, but they're not going to try him as an adult. And Jilly got pregnant, but the guy married her.
Oh.
And the other kids are doing fine, too.
Let me buy you a cup of coffee.
Huh? All right.
It's not as bad as Nick's, but we're working on it. So, what are you doing these days to keep busy?
I'm into leather. Denise made me take a course in leather crafts at Brooklyn College. Said it would do me good to get out and meet new people.
Right.
So now I sit in my room and make wallets.
Right.
Than your picture.
I should have known by your handwriting. Okay. You're a cheat.
All right. What do we got here?
Captain, this is Frederick Houston. This is Milton Korshak. Picked him up at the post office. They're pressing mutual assault charges.
Yeah, he's a liar. The cheat.
He doesn't know his pawn from his rook.
Mr. Korshak and Mr. Houston play chess by mail. Apparently, they've had a number of disagreements over who moved where, so they met at Mr. Korshak's post office box to settle the dispute.
When we got there, Mr. Korshak was squeezing Mr. Houston's head in this.
He tried to stab me with a squeeze.
He's using the Indian defense, caught him completely off guard.
I could have made it.
All right. Look, I don't understand any of this.
Well, look, Captain. I had just moved my knight to Queen 6, thus creating a juggernaut from which no one could escape.
Until I move my master stroke of putting Queen Bishop to Knight 3, thus putting his king in check.
In check? I never got that move.
According to Mr. Houston, his check is in the mail. Like I said, it's mutual assault.
You two are still intent on pressing charges? Book 'em.
Do you work here?
I used to. I'm retired.
You remind me of my husband.
I'm sorry.
She's retired, too.
Been shopping, have we?
Why do you say that?
Well, you have a shopping bag. I was a cop for 35 years, so I'm pretty good at putting things together.
Oh, I see.
Excuse me.
Sometimes extraordinary situations call for extraordinary measures, don't you think so?
Yes.
I mean, a person has to do what a person has to do, right?
I agree with you completely.
Officer Levitt, may we have the chessboard and pieces, please?
What for?
He's challenged me to a game.
Gentlemen, I'm afraid this is evidence. Regardless, this is a police station, not a country club.
Problems, Levitt?
They want to play a chess game in a cage. You believe that?
Let him.
Glad to see you're getting a break.
What happened?
I checked it out.
Iris McCourt?
Oh, yeah, he went straight over. Everything that Miss Carlisle says seems to be right. Place is full of the stuff. And they got a basement that just crammed with barrels marked radioactive.
What'd they say about it?
Well, I talked to the hospital administrator. That's that Mr. Giles. He said that there's no danger from it. But at the same time, there's no disposal site willing to take the stuff right now. And then the federal law requires that they store it on a site at the hospital until disposal can be arranged.
When is that going to be?
They don't know.
That's what they tell me.
Mrs. Carlisle, thank you for bringing this to our attention.
What are you going to do about it?
I'm afraid nothing.
Nothing.
That's what I thought you'd end up saying.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, but...
You did what you could.
Well, there doesn't seem to be any laws broken. As I said before, this is not in our jurisdiction. However, I'll see to it that a copy of the report that Sergeant Wojciechowicz... What is that?
An explosive device. I want that radioactive waste moved out of the hospital in 2 hours or I'm going to blow us up.
You guys didn't have to do this for me.
Mrs. Carlisle, I don't know exactly what it is you're doing, but this isn't the way to do it.
I want that stuff moved.
And so do we. And I promise you that if you...
I keep away, I'll throw the switch.
What have you said?
I don't want to, but I will.
Mrs. Carlisle, it's really important for you to put that bomb down. I promise you we will do everything in our power to help you to resolve your problem.
You'll call the hospital?
I promise.
And you'll get that stuff out of there and away from my husband?
We will.
All right.
Okay. Now, if you just...
Only first you gotta do that. That'll give you the bomb.
Okay. Well, Joe, you wanna get on the phone and get me Mr.
Giles.
Mr. Giles at the hospital. And while Sergeant Wojciechowicz is... While he's calling the hospital, if you don't mind, I'd like to call the bomb squad. Just in case. And then I'd like to clear the room and the rest of the floor, okay?
And leave me alone in here.
No, I'll stay with you.
I don't think so. I would like to, but I it just seems to me that the more people in here, the better chance there is of getting something done. You can understand that.
Of course.
Makes sense to me.
I was just starting a record club.
Is that your move?
It's not my move till I take my hand off.
Well, then take it off.
Don't rush me. I got 10 minutes.
That woman out there can blow us up in 5.
What?
Now, it's my move.
Barn, you got Mr. Giles here.
Excuse me. I filled him in. Mr. Giles, Captain Miller here. Yes, a bomb. That indeed appears to be what she is holding. Well, I was hoping you could help me out. Yes, I do have full hospitalization. Look, Mr. Giles, the point is Mrs. Carlisle is demanding that the radioactive waste material that you have stored in your hospital be removed from the premises within the next 2 hours. Did I say something funny?
I don't want to talk about it. I lost. Court awarded Rippner $320,000.
Sergeant, Mrs. Carlisle over there, she has a bomb. She's threatening to set it off.
Fine.
Nothing you can do about it. Yeah, good luck to you, too.
I really appreciate all this.
Oh, pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you.
South Carolina won't take it.
Then we are in trouble.
No one will take it, will they?
Mrs. Carlisle,
We have called everyone we know to call. The NRC, the Department of Transportation, every dump site in the country.
In other words, you're telling me that there is no point in continuing with this?
What I'm telling you is everyone has done his best.
Then, guess I'll have to blow us up.
Of course we can do better. Oh, sure, there are avenues we haven't even begun to try yet.
What are they? Who is it?
It's me. Whoa.
Why aren't you at work?
They said you were here with a bomb.
I didn't want them to bother you.
Miller?
Yes, yes.
I'm Ron Giles. We spoke on the phone.
Ah, look, there was no reason for you to come up here.
I know. And, although it has always been the hospital's policy never to negotiate with terrorists, nevertheless, we feel that this situation can be resolved without Mrs. Carlisle having resort to using that thing, which we believe would be in no one's best interest.
Opposition exactly.
Doris, I'm begging you to stop all of this.
I'm doing this to help you. That stuff, you know what it's doing to you. It was taking away...
Shh. There are other people here.
Oh, that's all right. They already know.
Mrs. Carlisle, I'm Ron Giles from the hospital.
You're the one that's always in conference.
Yes, that's because I've been busy. Been very busy trying to solve the very problem that you have expressed your concern about.
You're killing my husband.
Mrs. Carlisle... We adhere to very strict federal guidelines. And we store that material safely and securely.
I want it out.
And so do we. But we can't just wish it away. I mean, is it our fault if the dumps won't accept it?
According to them, it is.
Beg your pardon, Sergeant?
The guy from the dump in South Carolina, he told me they stopped taking your waste materials because you guys weren't shipping it the right way. You weren't packaging it right, and a lot of it was leaking before it even got there.
Yeah, but we fixed that.
Yeah, but not until they caught you.
Oh, sure, it's so easy to point your finger. What's your solution? We just shut down the nuclear medicine department? We stopped doing research? We stopped treating people for cancer?
No, I didn't say that. But it seems like you could take a little bit better look at what you're going to do with all of this stuff before you start churning it out.
Gentlemen,
we have thought it out.
Gentlemen, we seem to be a bit sidetracked.
Sorry. Believe me, Doris. The trouble I'm having has nothing to do with the job or radioactive waste.
It must. For a man to go from being strong and virile to weak and incapable has to have something to do with that stuff.
Not necessarily. A person doesn't have to be around radiation to have this kind of problem.
How do you know?
Believe me, I know.
Oh. And you never worked around radioactive materials?
My watch doesn't even have a luminous dial.
And what did it?
I don't know. It just happens. People change. The years take their toll. It's all just a part of nature's rich pageant.
Oh.
Look, what you're doing isn't going to help anyone. So how about just giving me that?
Well, how do I know you didn't just say that about yourself so that I would give this to you?
Would this body lie to you? Someone take this, please.
Got it. Levitt, call the bomb squad.
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Carlisle, I'm afraid we're going to have to book you.
Back over here, Miss Carlisle.
Well, I knew we could work that out.
Thank you for your cooperation, Mr. Giles.
My pleasure. Is that we going?
Oh, hey, there's still all that stuff at the hospital. What about it?
Well, we plan to move it, Sergeant. Eventually.
Okay, and then you and then everybody else will go on making more and more. And eventually, you're going to run out of places to put it, right?
That is a problem that we're trying to solve. And there are a number of long-range solutions.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Opening new dump sites, use of salt domes, abandoned mines for long-term storage. We may even find a permanent solution by rocketing our waste into space. Out of the Earth's atmosphere, traveling harmlessly out of our solar system.
And what if there's life out there that's not particularly interested in dealing with our garbage?
Well, then I guess they will just have to send it back.
Well, I'll be heading home, Bonnie.
Fish.
I'll leave the paperwork to you boys.
Thanks for reminding us how it's supposed to be done.
Sure. Well, it's been nice seeing everyone.
Oh, take care of yourself, Fish.
Give my love to Bernice.
Haven't you been listening?